ABC Listen.
From Gigantoraptor to Gripposaurus and Nunchiungasaurus to Nomingia, hold on to your hypsilophodons for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! We're here to watch two prehistoric pals race around the dome, but only one will advance to the next round because...
It's a Dino Dome Knockout!
The landscape remains a mystery, from sunny savannas to tropical typhoons. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and let's welcome the Mesozoic Master, Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
I'm revved up like a raptor.
Let's get ready to roar!
Round one. From Jurassic Germany, she's the size of a large crow, with a wingspan the length of a cricket bat. It's the former first place flyer. Welcome back, Ceratopsis! From the late Cretaceous, it's another fierce flapper. She's the size of a sausage dog with a wingspan the length of a small car. A Dino Dome newbie. It's an Aussie with the nickname Butch. Ferodraco.
Flyers are your fave, Tim.
They sure are, and I have to go for my fellow Queenslander, Butch.
Where does that nickname come from?
Well, she was named after a former Outback mare, Graham Butch Lenton. Sometimes she's called Lenton's Iron Dragon. Iron is her middle name because her fossils were found in iron stone.
But do you think she has the iron will to win? Terra already beat Ramphorhynchus in Season 4.
Terra and Butch are actually quite similar with their long, narrow skulls and sharp teeth, but Butch's wingspan is 4 times the length of Terra's.
But as we know, bigger doesn't always mean better. So I'm going for experience and picking defending champ Terra.
Good luck. You're gonna need it.
We'll see. Let's check the landscape.
Ooh, I see sand.
And the ocean.
Ooh, something smells good.
There's a fish and chip shop.
With seagulls. And there's a rocky cliff.
With a tall, narrow building on top.
Oh, it's a lighthouse.
So our races will start at the sand, sail over the sea, past that cafe, up the cliff, and finish at the lighthouse.
Oh, this should be a breeze. Just follow the flashing light.
On your marks.
Get set.
Oh, remember, today's racers aren't technically dinosaurs. They're flying reptiles.
Let's call them flyers.
Flyers, go!
Terra was quick off her perch and is swooping down to the sand.
See how her back feet touch the ground first.
Oof, yes, but it's a bit of a bumpy landing.
She's bouncing along on her back feet while she slows down. And now she's putting her front claws on the ground to come to a proper stop.
Butch is up. I mean, down.
Cabin crew, prepare for landing.
Oopsie, Butch has taken a tumble. Luckily, the sand is soft.
I think her longer wings are making her a bit clumsy.
Oh, yeah, I can barely see her little clawed hands under all that skin.
Both racers walk on all fours by folding their wings up and balancing on their claws. But Butch just has a bit more wing in the way.
Terra's still in the lead as they both scramble across the sand. Why didn't they just stay in the sky, Tim?
Well, I'd say that's why.
Are they mozzies hovering just above the sand?
No, they're midges, a.k.a. sandflies.
Ick, how annoying. Stay away from them, racers. Those bitey things are the blight of the beach.
They're not the only things that are bitey.
Holy Hippatrosaurus! Terra and Butch are swallowing the swarm.
That's why they didn't take off. They could see the Mitch meal down on the sand.
What's wrong with Butch?
She's spluttering. I think she's been bitten on the tongue.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
No, I don't think she bit her own tongue. The Mitch has bit it.
Eek!
She'll be okay. Butch's close Aussie cousin, Haliskia Petersoni, actually has one of the biggest, most muscular tongues of any pterosaur. I think Butch's tongue is just as tough.
While Butch tackles her tingling tongue, Terra has charged into the ocean. Has she forgotten she can fly?
She must have spotted something in the sea. The sun is low in the sky, but it's still light. Terra hunts during the day, and she has excellent vision to help her detect prey from a long way away.
But Tim, can she swim? That's a big wave.
Oh, what a wipeout!
Terra? Terra? Where did she go?
There she is! There is evidence that some pterosaurs could actually swim. Like, not exactly Olympic-level freestyle, but enough to survive.
Butch knows better. She's doing what flyers do best. And finally, flying into the air.
Look at her soar. Pterosaurs like Butch could easily fly across entire oceans, hopping between continents.
Well, she doesn't need to go that far. The lighthouse is pretty close.
Well, Butch has flown over the top of Terra, who's persisting with paddling in the shallow water.
Come on, Terra. It's time to fly.
Amanda, I think Terra is a little octopod.
What do you mean? Is that the Kraken?
Oh, not this again. There is no such thing. This is just a run-of-the-mill, eight-limbed octopus.
Is the octopus okay? Does it still have all its tentacles?
Well, for now, Terra has scooped him into her mouth and clenched her teeth. They're like bars on a prison cell, so the octopus can't get out.
Well, while Terra takes that octopus prisoner, Butch is stopping for a sniff around the fish and chip shop. Watch out, seagulls!
Pterosaurs can smell, but they rely more on their eyes and ears than their noses. I think she's just intrigued. There were no fish and chipperies around in the Late Cretaceous, after all.
Those seagulls don't seem to be scared by the sight of a carnivorous flying reptile at all.
They're just desperate for hot chippies.
Terra is still bobbing in the water with those octopus tentacles between her teeth. It doesn't look too deep. And she looks like she's folding up her wings.
Aha! She's using her long folded wings like poles to reach down to the sand and push herself up out of the water. Up, up, and away!
Whoa! Terra has launched herself into the air, finally!
And she's already coming back down to land.
I suppose fish and chips are hard to resist.
Oops! Butch just knocked a cash register over. She's heading straight for the deep fryers.
Be careful, Butch.
She's bypassing the chips, typical carnivore, and dipping her beak straight in the basket of battered whiting.
What now?
Ooh, the hot oil burnt Butch's beak.
First her tongue, now her nose. Poor injured Butch.
Oh, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
This is why you always need a grown-up close by when you're cooking.
Butch is out of there as Terra barges in.
Terra's spotted the crumbed calamari.
But hang on, she has a fresh octopus in her mouth.
What a greedy guts.
She's opening her jaw. Aha! The octopus is wriggling out.
They're such smart creatures. Be free, Octo friend. Say hello to the Kraken for me.
Terra hasn't even noticed. She's only got eyes for the calamari.
You better scoff it down, Terra. Butch has taken off and is heading for the cliff base.
Terra's gorging on the crunchy goodness. Ooh, I hope her tummy copes okay with all those unfamiliar ingredients. There was no fried food around in Jurassic Germany.
Oh, Terra's done dining. Your turn for some chips, seagulls.
Terra's waddling out of there as Butch soars closer to the cliff.
Terra seems to be struggling to get airborne.
It could be something to do with the belly full of midges and calamari. What a cooked combo.
Gross.
That noise scared the seagulls away.
I was beginning to think nothing scared them.
I can't believe it. I think that, gas has helped boost Terra from the rear. She's up in the air.
Uh-oh. And now the sun has set.
Well, this could make things difficult for Terra. She has brilliant vision during the day, but I'm not so sure about nighttime.
And Butch?
She just headbutted the cliff face. Maybe that's the answer to your question.
Just a little bump, Butch. Up you get.
Terra's cautiously gliding through the darkness. But now she's speeding up.
The light from the lighthouse. It's lighting the way.
Oops. There it goes. These lighthouse lights rotate, so the flyers are flying in and out of light and dark. Light and dark. Light and dark.
We get it, Tim. It's light again. Flap those wings, Terra.
And there it goes, back to black.
Hey, is Butch clinging to the cliff face?
Uh-oh, not a good idea. Earlier pterosaurs were tiny tree climbers, but later, bigger species like Butch were built for walking and flying, not vertical rock scrambling.
Butch, let go of the cliff and get back in the air.
Butch has lost her grip. She's falling down towards the sea.
Oh, and that pesky light has gone again.
Butch, just look for the light.
Terra's almost to the lighthouse. Here comes the light again.
Terra, she looked directly into the light and now she's blinded.
Oh no, Terra's seeing spots. She's flying the wrong way.
Oh, there goes the light again.
It's back. I see a soaring silhouette. I think it's Terra. Just a couple of flaps to victory.
And there goes the light.
It's back. And so is Butch.
Butch is flying for the finish line.
Winner! With Terra swooping back towards the sea. Leave that octopus alone, Terra.
It's okay. I don't think she'll find it in the dark.
While Terra fishes around in the darkness, Butch advances to round two, where she'll go head-to-head with Carnotaurus.
Carny won her race against Kentrosaurus earlier in round one.
That's right. Tim, you run our domers through an action replay while I grab Butch's medal.
Terra was first off her perch as Butch followed into a swarm of sandflies. And Butch got bitten on the tongue while Terra charged into the sea after an octopus. Both flyers stopped at the fish and chip shop with Butch burning her beak and Terra trying a fart-charged launch. As the sun set, Butch bumped into the cliff face while Terra was blinded by the lighthouse. But it was Butch who flew to victory after Terra took a wrong turn.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here at the fish and chip shop for the medal ceremony. Congratulations, Butch. Here's your prize.
Amanda?
I dropped the medal into the deep fryer. Whoops. Would you like it crumbed or battered?
Well, never mind. There's still a chance to win another one in the next round or the Dino Dome Cup in the grand final.
Exactly. Join us next time and remember...
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
Dino Dome is an ABC Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Listen app. for free from your app store.